when I came on board, the focus was really around homelessness and housing, and a lot of contracts with housing and urban development, federal contracts with HUD. And so we intentionally did an environmental scan of the communities that we serve. And at the time, BUS was serving Oakland, Berkeley, and Hayward. And again, primarily transitional housing and shelters. And so we did an environmental scan in the community to see what was going on, because what we knew is that Oakland was ground zero for homelessness, violence, poverty, you name it. Oakland was ground zero, at least in Alameda County. So in that environmental scan, we found some really interesting and quite disturbing things, right? From a historical context, just the level of discrimination that was happening against certain groups of folks, mainly Black people, and Latinx folks as well, but primarily Black people. And so the historical roots of persistent poverty and racial residential segregation played a tremendous role in where we are now, right? And so there was discriminatory mortgage underwriting, there was redlining and blockbusting, there was racial steering, a host of other things. In addition to that, what you would call middle class or white flight to the suburbs, which basically demolished the tax base and kind of created these pockets of poverty, particularly in Deep East Oakland, East Oakland, and West Oakland, primarily. Then when you kind of take it a step further and look at health issues or the so key determinants of health inequities, which in and of itself kind of, in our mind, kind of set the stage for, you know, looking at this as a structural racism issue. And it had the issues around concentrated and persistent poverty. It had racial residential segregation, inequitable economic conditions, inequitable psychosocial conditions, health modalities. And it just created poor and inequitable health outcomes in low-income communities of color. Then we looked at the issue around violence, and we kind of bought on an intern from UC Berkeley, and I asked them to track, because at the time we would get reports around the violence in Oakland primarily. Now, violence is countywide, but it is primarily, again, ground zero is Oakland, and to track the violence. And I told her to also look at where liquor stores are located, where churches are located, and then to look at where job training opportunities or access are located, right? And believe it or not, the violence lined up with the liquor stores and the churches in predominantly Black communities. And then the 4 or 5 job training venues were peppered, but it was outside of the community, so primarily downtown area. So then we just said, okay, this is basically a poverty and crime and incarceration corridor. And we looked at the unemployment looked at poverty status in Alameda County, where 24% of Black people are below the poverty level, 18% of Latinx population below poverty level, 16% Native American, 9% Asian, 10% Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander, and 8% white. So then we said, okay, what's the percentage of Black people living in Alameda County? At the time, it was 11 or 12. Now it's down to about 10 or 11, maybe 10.5. So 10% of the population, 24% living in poverty. Then we looked at the zip codes in Oakland, looking at zip codes in Deep East Oakland, East Oakland, and West Oakland, and the Fruitvale area. At the time, it was 9%. Now, because of COVID, it, of course, has ballooned up, right? Now, the city at the time was at 3% employment, and the country was doing great. But in these specific communities, in these specific zip codes, it was off the charts, as high as 9%. So we're looking at unemployment, we're looking at poverty, we're looking at homelessness. So all problematic, black people at the highest levels of disparity in every area whatsoever. So with all of that data, all of that information, we said, okay, what are we gonna do about it? So we got around the round table with the executive staff and just came up, okay, we need to create reentry employment programs. We need to create peer support programs. We need to commence prevention programs. How are we gonna do this? So we aggressively went after grants to support our ideas, you know, around solving this, the problem, or at least helping to solve the problem.